Georgia Southern 79, ULM 78, giving head coach Mark Byington career victory number 100 in Statesboro thanks to a three-pointer at the buzzer from Quan Jackson. Georgia Southern goes 10 of 25 from downtown, 8 of 15 in the second half. But, man, the Eagles needed that 10th one to pull out the one-point victory. Coach now joins us on the Ford Locker Room Wrap-Up. Number one, congratulations on getting to 100. That is a benchmark in what's just the beginning of what's going to be a long coaching career for you. Go through those final couple of moments. First, when Calvin's at the free throw line to tie the game, how are you trying to run through your mind about the different scenarios that could take place?
Well, the first thing is you got to know how many timeouts you have, and fortunately we had two, and that's a lot to have in that situation because I had to burn one in the first half. We weren't playing well, and then I used another one early in the second half. But Calvin goes up to the free throw line, and I got all the faith in the world in him. I don't care if he's a freshman or not.
Sure.
And I'm actually surprised he missed one. Like, I think he is too. Like, he's as cool as it can be, and he's as calm as it can be. And so he made a great play to get fouled, and then he goes up and he makes one, and then that puts us in a situation where they have a dynamic player in Deshaun Smith. Yeah. And they gave him a lot of space. We fouled him, and then he goes down, and he makes two. And I guess the crowd's trying to help us. And I tried to ice him on the first one. That's where I used my first timeout, but I don't even think he felt it. And then in the second timeout, you know, more than likely what we want to do is, you know, get the ball in Tukey's hands. And the first thing was kind of using Calvin for a little bit of a decoy to see if he's going to be open. And then Tukey got it and blew it up the court. And I told Calvin and I told Quan, I said, be ready. Be ready, be ready, be ready, because I knew if they ran guys at Tukey, he would find the right pass, the right play, and great pass and tremendous shot.
You think back to the South Alabama game down there last year where Quan had a chance to win it at the buzzer with a three. That one didn't go for him. This year to convert it at home, in front of your bench, that was a really awesome moment.
Yeah, you know what? I forgot about that. And that was when he missed that one, I actually told him, the one in South Alabama, I said, you're going to have more of these in your career. But sure enough, the following year, and you know what I was proud of him? He didn't have his best game, and he fought and he kept believing himself, and he found his way to get there, and he didn't have his best game. But really, you know, when it came time to step up, he really did. And there was so many performances to get us back in. Like I mentioned, Calvin I thought was great, and Crawley was tremendous all night. Crawley was kind of the only thing we had going for a long time.
He had one foul, 17 and 12. It's amazing what happens.
We got to keep him on the court. he's having a very good year for us, and he's played very well. And I don't know what we wouldn't have been in that situation. And then the last thing that comes to my mind is Monte Glenn. He played through a tremendous amount of pain tonight, and we didn't really think he was going to play till Saturday. Yeah. And we thought he was going to play in Saturday in pain, and he comes to me about 25 minutes before the game, goes, I want to give it a go. And
he did.
And he's so valuable to us, and we don't win this game without him. His rebound, his defense, his toughness, his scoring, like he did a lot of plays for us.
He gives you 19 minutes. He makes all four of his free throws, 6 rebounds, 5 on the offensive end because that is what he does, 10 points for a guy that we weren't even expecting. We were hoping to get back on Saturday, but getting him back tonight needed every one of those 10 points. Tukey Brown, terrific again with 22 points. He also had 7 assists as you guys shoot 46% for the field. But another part of this, coming back again from 10-plus down. You were down 14 in the second half. This is the 5th win out of the 10 where you've had to come from at least 10 down to do it. How do you keep finding ways?
Well, you know, the bad part about it is we're putting ourselves in those situations.
Oh, that's
and,
true.
You know, so that's the negative part of it. And sometimes right now our defense is letting us down. And we have great firepower on offense. It was a struggle in the first half. We really got going in the second half. And we can, you know, put some points together quickly. But our defense will let us down sometimes and put us in the hole. And so that's not a way we want to live. And the grays are coming in inside of my hair, and they're probably coming even more this year. And if I keep doing that, the gray is going to start falling out, and who knows what's going to happen.
All right, with ULL coming to town on Saturday, we already knew that Malik Marchetti was going to be done for the year with the knee injury. Jakeen and Gann, it's just been awesome for them. We already mentioned he had 45 on last Saturday against Little Rock. He had 36 today in a losing effort against Georgia State. But what do you know about them going in, and how does a win like this help you be even more excited to take on another team at home?
Well, you know, I told the guys, you know, this is something I want them to never forget. And honestly, I'll probably never forget it. But we got to calm down now. Like, it's got to, like, you got to start getting yourself to go to sleep and taking care of your body and everything else. Lafayette plays as hard as anybody in the league. They're the defending Sun Belt champions from regular season last year.
That's
and
right.
And really, if Jakeenan Gant doesn't get hurt in the tournament, or I think he got sick or hurt, but he didn't play, it would have been hard for anybody to beat him.
Yeah.
And they had the best team for sure last year. So they got, you know, him and some other guys and Stroman and some good players, and they're well coached. And we got to, like, get ready quickly because, you know, they're going to come in fired up and ready to play, and they always play hard. And so I know it's going to be a big challenge on Saturday.
I know you got the ice bath in the locker room, but you look remarkably dry for someone who just got a tub of water dumped on you. How do you pull that off?
Well, I told the guys, here's a little strategy. You can't have Tyshawn Crawford try to be the one who dumps water on me because I still have some quickness. And I was able to shake left, shake right, and then go ahead. And I only caught half my body. But if it would have been like Crawley or somebody like that, they might have gone ahead and the full water might be on my head.
Did you dance like you did a couple of years ago at Arkansas State? Or?
Nah, yeah.
Or that didn't at least get on film like it did a couple of years ago.
Yeah, there was no dancing tonight. I'm tired. And so, you know, got a hard prep. The guys got to prep, and we got to move on. But, you know, the way I always feel about wins is, you know, players win games. And, you know, players get all the credit for winning. And just like tonight, they get all the credit. And coaches lose games. So, you know, that's the ones that we got to take. But the players did a great job to get ever how many wins that I've been a part of. But it goes all to them.
Great stuff, Mark. We appreciate the time. Congratulations again, and good luck on Saturday.
All right, thanks, Danny.
Head coach Mark Byington celebrating his 100th all-time win in Statesboro thanks to a Quan Jackson 3 at the buzzer. 79-78 over ULM. We'll wrap it up and preview the ULL Ragin' Cajuns after this, powered by Learfield.